In today's ArtCH, our look at culture in the country, we examine a mythical figure of modern architecture whose portraits with his hallmark black rimmed glasses and signature bow tie are universally recognized. Le Corbusier was born exactly 125 years ago in Le Chaux-de-Fonds in the Swiss Jura. To honor its best known native, the city has organized a number of events. Back from a visit to the watchmaking city that recently acquired the status of UNESCO World Heritage Site is arts correspondent Michelle Laird. And you're ready, Michelle, to share your impressions of this program. So what is there to see, Michelle?
Well, what they've done that I think is really smart is to focus on a particular theme. So the city of Le Chaux-de-Fonds has decided to crystallize the attention of Le Corbusier on photography. Now, that's smart because, as we know, Le Corbusier was not just an architect. He was also a painter, a sculptor, and a writer. But by adopting just a point of view on photography, what we're going to discover is that from very, very early on, he was taking photographs. And some of them date back to 1910. He also used photography extensively in his books. So there we discover how he used photography as a sort of architectural vocabulary. And lastly, he also was one of the first to use photography in these huge collages that he used as frescoes, as murals in some of his constructions. So we're talking about a real pioneer. In fact, it is said of Le Corbusier that he was the first to harness the power of photography and that he used to propagate his ideas and to just make his work better known.
And it's just a photography theme then, events on the theme of photography.
But not only, because obviously if you're going to talk about Le Corbusier, you want to get the whole city to rally around the event. So we have also an exhibition by some people who have made patchworks on the buildings of Le Corbusier. The International Watchmaking Museum is organizing an exhibition, an upcoming, it hasn't opened yet, on wristwatches that they have actually built or made especially for the event. We also, at the library, the city library, we have the diary of his father, his musings on the rising fame of his son. There are a number of satellite events. There's also a small library that shows some of the photographs that were taken of the buildings by Lucien Hervé. Again, beautiful photographs. But what we're talking about is a kind of big communal fiesta around Le Corbusier. It's also important, I think, to point out that if you do go as far as Le Chaux-de-Fonds, and it is something of a trek, but well worth it, as you know, it's a UNESCO heritage site now, don't miss walking around the different landscapes, the different landmarks made by Le Corbusier, and namely two of the first villas that he built. The Villa Turque now belongs to the Ebel manufacturer, the watchmaking manufacturer, so difficult to visit, but right now it's open to the public. But the one that I really recommend is the Maison Blanche, the White House that he built 100 years ago exactly for his parents in 1912 when he was only 25 years old. And what we discover in this Maison Blanche are the pioneering hallmarks that we're going to find in his architecture. He used four main columns to support the whole building, and it gives it an impression of lightness that we're going to find throughout Le Corbusier's architecture. And so it's well worth a visit. Now, I met up with with Anouk Hellman, who was the orchestrator of all the events, and this is what she had to say about the White House.
The White House is a very specific building. So first, it's the result of personal impressions, this house, with a beautiful garden, beautiful colors, a lot of white, but you have beautiful blue walls and beautiful volumes. And it's very interesting to see what kind of house he wanted to give to his parents. So her mother was pianist, and his father was working with the watches industry. So both have different parts of type of life. So the house is well done for these two different interests of his parents.
Now, what we should remember is that Le Corbusier never trained as an architect. In fact, he trained as an engraver and was encouraged by his teacher, Charles Le Platonnier to become a designer. So we have a house in the White House which is incredibly beautiful, aesthetically proportioned, but in fact it was very difficult to live in. And the story doesn't tell us that his parents didn't stay there for very long at all. By 1919, they had cleared out. So this is a problem, a reoccurring problem that sometimes we find in Le Corbusier's architecture.
Yeah, it seems to happen to a number of his buildings.
Well, that's true, and that's why today Le Corbusier is still very much considered an architect's architect, very much a visionary. And it's worth quoting, in fact, the world-renowned architect today, Norman Foster, who prefaced the most excellent book, which I highly recommend, that's been edited, that's been published on the occasion of these events, when he says that Le Corbusier was perhaps the first architect to understand that image, idea, and message are wholly interdependent. So I think all the events that have been organized by La Chaux-de-Fonds really show up this theme and do it very beautifully.
All right, that's ArtsCH this week. My thanks to arts contributor Michelle Laird. You can find details to this and several other Le Corbusier stories and events at our website, worldradio.ch.